Hello, Ryan Phelan here with the Epic Phelan Podcast. This week we have with us Mitch and Rob, and they are with Revita Energy Tea. It's a Calgary-based energy drink that won't give you the jitters. Ryan Phelan here with the Epic Phelan Podcast, and today I have with me Mitch and Rob, and it's with Revita Energy Tea.
You nailed it. Thanks for having us today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It was a big mouthful. I really wanted to say Revita for some reason.
Hey, everyone calls her Revita. We did that on purpose.
Nice. Right on. So how long have you guys been doing this for?
So we came up with the concept for this business 3 years ago. So it's a healthy energy tea. So it's a blend of tea-based caffeine, organic honey, and vitamins. But we didn't launch until September. It took that long to get it going.
Oh, wow. Probably a lot of food and health regulations and whatnot to go through? Or
yeah, it was a ton. Government of Canada regulations were horrible. They said it was going to take us 3 months to do, and then it ended up taking 300 days, more, 330 days, something ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a brutally long process. So as a consumer in Canada, you can feel very safe that all of your food is very thoroughly inspected.
Nice. Okay, so take me right to the very beginning of all this. What was the spark?
Oh, great question, Ryan. So we actually have a mutual friend, and when he was 21 years old, he suffered a heart attack from conventional energy drinks. I actually drove him to the hospital.
Wow.
So it was this big awakening for me because I was drinking them too. And don't get me wrong, things like Red Bull and Monster, they're great products, but there's obviously something in them that's probably not that good for you.
Yeah.
And so this was something that always bothered Rob and I for a long time. And when we got out of school, we got into the oil and gas industry, and we were working really long hours. And to stay awake, coffee just wasn't cutting it anymore. We had to take some other drinks to keep us going. And that's what got me thinking, there's all these energy drinks out there, but why isn't there a healthy version? Why isn't there something with ingredients that we know and understand, and we can actually read the ingredient label and know what we're putting in our body? We looked everywhere for one, couldn't find it, and that's what sparked the idea.
So that's awesome. And do you guys obviously know each other from working in oil and gas, or do you know each other from before that?
Before that, we've known each other for 14, 15 years, we were talking about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And this has been out since this September?
You betcha. So we just launched in September, and we started on ATB Booster. It's a local crowdfunding platform.
Oh, okay. That's great. Yeah.
And it was, so it's a Kickstarter basically for Alberta, and that was just a tremendous experience. And so we did really well on ATB Booster, and now we're actually in 18 stores coming into 2020. So we're super excited about that.
I mean, that's a little bit early, but where could I find your product?
Great question. So Alex Suretsky, who you had on the podcast, we're actually sold at his
gym. World's fastest cow.
The world's fastest cow.
Move on over.
He has a gym, One for All Fitness. So we can be sold there. We found there Rocky Mountain Bagel Co. in Canmore, a whole number of independent gyms and stores in Calgary.
Okay.
And then we'll be in Blush Lane, Safeway and Co-op, hopefully coming into 2020, if all goes as planned.
The purpose of the energy drink, is it like a pre-workout, a post-workout, or just a I'm feeling down today and I need a pick-me-up?
Many use cases. Yeah, we use it for pre-workout a lot, but definitely also as an afternoon pick-me-up. Don't want to have another coffee, right? You want something that's more refreshing. Like, there's a numerous use cases for it.
Okay, now I'd have to do a taste test at the end.
Hey, live on the spot.
Live on the spot. So compared to, like, call it a Red Bull or a Monster or these other energy drinks, flavor, what kind of inspired you to take that direction?
Oh, you're asking all the right questions.
Well, yeah.
So Rob and I, being a little bit, into the fitness and the health space, and with things like bubbly water taking off, people are starting to develop a palate that's not as accustomed to so much sugar, right? They like things that are a little bit less sweet. So when we developed Revita, it's still a tea-based beverage. So it has all the benefits of tea. It still has that tea flavor, but we added just a little bit of organic honey to still give it a great taste.
Oh, nice.
But kept the calories low.
But kept the calories low. Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. What are some of the ingredients? What's getting me jacked up?
Hey.
Well, there's caffeine from black tea. So it's got a similar amount of caffeine to a Red Bull or another energy drink or even a medium cup of coffee.
Okay.
But we don't have the taurine or any of the chemicals that are going to give you that jittery feeling or the crash from a Red Bull.
And we also have a vitamin blend. So instead of getting 17,000% of vitamin B3 like you get in other energy drinks, you get 100%, all you need for the day.
Yeah.
So we just kept the ingredients simple, clean, and then as in addition to the black tea, we also have guarana seed, which is a seed from Brazil, which naturally contains caffeine. And the science behind caffeine and tea and guarana is it contains tannins. And tannins are supposed to, the science shows it's supposed to slow down the release of the caffeine. So you shouldn't get that quick spike from synthetic caffeine and then a fall off. This should be a nice sustained energy boost.
Okay. So you mentioned you came from oil and gas, and you mentioned a little bit of what your motivation was to make the product. There's so many levels of having to, like, probably a lot of hoops that you have to jump through. What were some of your challenges that you've had?
Oh, my goodness. There's been so many challenges. We'll tell you some of the funny ones.
Okay, yes, yes.
So we ordered our first packaging run. We didn't know this going to the beverage space, but the minimum orders are massive. You can't just order like 500. You have to order like tens of thousands.
Yeah.
So our first packaging run, which is still this one, we're moving on to our new packaging soon. Our barcode, we used the wrong format of barcode.
Oh, no.
10,800 packages with the wrong formatted barcode on it. So we've literally had to put like barcode stickers on every package that we sell into stores.
Okay, well, at least there's a solution there.
There's a solution.
Could be worse. Yeah.
We've had challenges with Health Canada. We went through about 5 different brand names. So we actually finished, we were originally going to be in a can. We created a brand. It was called Be Strong. Our logo was actually 2 lions, a male and a female lion. Nice. It looked like a cheesy Red Bull knockoff is what it looked like. And we made it all the way to being basically ready to launch. And then our trademark lawyer called us and said, you're going to get a cease and desist letter within a week. You can't use that name. You got to start over. And that was a year and a half in. So we had to basically start over like a year and some into the business.
Couldn't use like Minotaur or
anything. That may.
Yeah.
Maybe
that'll
next
be the
time.
Next line. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great movie, by the way.
That is a great movie.
So some of the challenges are, of course, your packaging and having to do that. What about like ingredients and like, and even just creating the whole product together? Like making a tea is one thing, but like making an energy drink where you have, again, so many different elements to bring in. Like, what really got you doing that?
We started trying to do it in Mitch's kitchen, which we quickly found out was not for us.
It was like Breaking Bad style.
Just not nearly as successful.
You didn't get a Winnebago.
Nice. And we quickly realized that wasn't going to be the best way for us to do it. It didn't taste good. We couldn't be exact with it. So we looked for what's called a co-packer, and they had a food scientist for us, so we could work with them and say, here's what we want, here's what we want to create, here's what we want it to taste like, some of the list of ingredients that we wanted to use, things that we didn't want it to use, and then kind of let her come up with an idea of what it should taste like. Sent us samples, and then the first samples we got back were...
So when we first got our samples, like, we're a year into the business now. We spent like tens of thousands of dollars on this. We're oil and gas guys. We have no idea what we're doing. And we finally get this big box of samples back from our food scientist. We invite all our friends and family over, all of them. And we have like blind taste testing. So I put blank cups down and I have like Red Bull, Monster, Vitamin Water, you name it in there. And then our product, and people had to try them all and then write what their feedback was. Well, Rob, on the very first taste testing, said it tasted like battery acid.
Oh, so no.
At least I was honest.
Hey, you know what? You're your own harshest critic, right?
So we quickly realized there were certain ingredients that we couldn't use. They just didn't work. And we have an amazing tasting product now, but it didn't start like that. It took a year of going back and forth and a ton of trials and tribulations to get there.
So the whole journey, all in all, from conception to product in my hand today, how long has that been?
Was over 2 years.
Over two years, wow. Yeah.
So we're about 2.5 years into it, and we didn't launch until September. So it took like 23, 24 months just to get it to market to where we could.
Because we knew even if it was a functional product, if it didn't taste good, people were never going to buy it again. Even if they bought it once, if we could get them to buy once, if it didn't taste good, they're not going
to
drink it.
Right? Yeah, exactly. It definitely has to taste good.
It's got to taste good.
So this one here that I'm holding is Rise and Revitalize Divine Berry.
Divine Berry.
Divine Berry. What what are some of the other flavors that you have?
So we just have the one flavor for now. We just wanted to start with a single product to get the awareness out there. Yep. And then we're releasing our next flavor in March, which is going to be a blackberry version.
Ooh, okay.
And it's going to be called Midnight.
Midnight. That's awesome.
We're working on a peach, an elderberry, and a whole bunch of different variations that we're planning to release kind of later on in the year.
Okay. Do you guys have a website or anything like that?
We do have a website.
Yeah.
Revitalize.com.
Revitalize.com.
That's kind of, we sell on there. So that's one of our biggest traction channels, actually, is people, local Calgary people ordering off there and we can deliver it to them.
Okay. Have you done much outside the city? Or
we actually just shipped a package to Hong Kong the other day.
What?
Which, if you want to know what it costs to ship a 1-foot by 1-foot box to Hong Kong, it's $120.
Oh, it got there in 3 days, but...
We do a lot of business through our website. So we offer same-day Calgary deliveries. We'll usually personally deliver it. And it's revita.com. So that's R-V-I-I-T-A.com. And the reason we spelled it like that is the two I's actually symbolize family and unity. It's the same thing that Nintendo Wii went with the W-I-I.
Yeah.
Is that's the symbolism of I-I. So we went R-V-I-I-T-A.
Well, that's awesome.
In our name spelling.
I love that. That's great. So question I'm going to ask you guys that I ask every guest on the podcast, where are you from? Being that we're in Calgary here, a lot of our population is not actually from Calgary.
Yes.
So are you from Calgary or are you from somewhere else?
We are a very, very rare breed. We are born and raised Calgarians.
Nice. Nice. That is a rare thing.
Are you too, right?
I was born in Edmonton, but I was raised here.
Close enough. That's all that counts.
Yeah. So with that, what would you say are some of your favorite parts about Calgary?
Oh, it's the people. The people here are amazing. I think growing up, you know, I'm fourth generation oil and gas now, so I'm very proud to live here. I am very proud to be in the industry and be in this beautiful city and to see what energy has created and how we're all so hardworking. Alberta is about working hard and creating a future for yourself. And it's a great place to launch a business. It's a great place for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we are very entrepreneurial minded. And yourself, Ram?
Living so close to the mountains. I mean, apart from what Mitch said, you know, being in such a beautiful place, it's an easy place to live. People travel all around the world to come here and visit Banff. So to have it an hour drive away is not a bad backyard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. And with all that like extreme sports, you're going to need to have your energy drinks.
You're going to need your energy. Right?
Exactly.
So, well, do you know what we're going to do? We're going to try a little bit of your...
Hey, like it. Yeah.
Do I have to shake first?
Give her a quick shake, sure.
Okay.
I love it. On the spot.
That's actually really, really good.
Thank you.
So, for those listening, if I could try to describe this, if I could be like a sommelier of sorts.
You're a Revita sommelier.
Yeah. Energy drink sommelier. You don't have any of that like... burner, like you say, battery acidy kind of taste that you would with other energy drinks that shall remain nameless. But yeah, it's great. And not having the carbonation too is also refreshing.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And definitely like thirst quenching. It's a good drink.
Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. And what's really intrigued Rob and I is our number one piece of feedback that we get, which we did not expect, is that it tastes amazing. We thought people were going to say, oh my goodness, I love the ingredients, or oh my goodness, I love that it only has 30 calories. But time and time again, we just hear, we love how it tastes. We're not used to an energy drink conventionally tasting like this because we're so different.
Yeah, it's a much lighter taste. Like it's not abrasive at all. It's not heavy. Yeah, so it's really, really good.
Thank you.
So where do you see your business going in the next year? Let's say 2020, we're in a new decade, we're in a new year.
Hey, great question. We just want to help as many people as possible. That's fundamental to our business. And we believe that we're helping people by giving them a healthier product. We've built our brand around personal development and motivation. And our big goal for this year is to get into 200 stores. So that's our 2020 goal, is to get it into the hands of more people, keep our brand genuine, and help one person at a time. What else would you say, Rob?
Those are the perfect goals. That's it.
We need all our listeners to go into their GNCs maybe and their supermarkets and ask for Revita.
Hey, we would appreciate that very much. It would save my dad from having to do that.
There you go. So marketing wise, what have you kind of done that way? So you have a great product.
Yes.
And your local guys, which is also really, really good, something I've always supported, local entrepreneurship. What are some things that you're doing to market yourselves?
Well, yeah, playing off that local card, we really find that getting out into the community and tasting people and supporting them has been our best way to market ourselves, right? We want to get people trying it because, again, our feedback is, it tastes better than we thought it would. So going out to the local gyms we're at, the stores, and sampling and getting it into people's hands is our kind of our number one way to market right now.
Definitely. Nice. Building community too. Like on Sunday, we're actually going out on a group hike. So about 40 or 50 people that have heard about us through Instagram. We're all meeting up in Canmore. We're all going to meet up. We're going to go take some photos and go for a little hike in the mountains. So we're really trying to keep our core value of helping people and personal development and bringing developing community has been core to our marketing effort.
Oh, no, that's fantastic. So do you make it here? Is it locally made?
I wish we could make it in Calgary. Okay. So it's made, we made it in the closest possible place that we could. So okay. We're actually in, I guess your listeners can't see it, but we're in a very unique packaging. So yes. We used a flexible beverage pouch that really looks kind of like it looks like a bottle. It looks like a conventional drinking beverage, but it's the flexible material. And the great thing about that is, and this is something Rob and I learned when we started, one of the problems with the conventional packaging industry, like glasses and bottles, is when they're made overseas, they have to be shipped in their full form. And there's a lot of carbon emissions that come with that. There's a lot of transportation. It's actually fairly hard on the environment, just the transportation side. Whereas our packaging can be shipped flat.
Nice.
So it takes up 1/10 or more of the space. So it takes up 1/20 the amount of space as glass. Because our packaging is so new, not a lot of manufacturers can work with it. So the closest one is in Vancouver. So it's actually manufactured in Vancouver, and then it's shipped here, and we do all our distribution and operations out of Calgary. Calgary company brewed in Vancouver.
Yeah. That's good. It's still Canadian.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's definitely good. It's definitely exciting times for you guys. That's a really, really cool that you've come up with it. I don't know of... I mean, I know the microbrewery thing is huge, right? As we're sitting here in Wild Rose. But energy drinks, I just haven't heard of too many people getting into that market. So the barrier to entry, do you find that difficult or is it...
It's a huge barrier to entry.
Yeah?
Yeah, in terms of just the government regulations and all that. But it's also... money and time, you know, to come up with a good product is really expensive. And there's, you know, you can't just come out with a product tomorrow and hope that it's going to be on the market. You know, you get shut down. So I wouldn't worry about barrier to entry at all.
No. Yeah, it's a massive, massive wall that you got to climb over. I think going back, really our naivety or ignorance was probably our greatest asset. Because I'm sure if we knew all the hurdles we were going to face, like, I don't know if we would have started.
I think that's true for most businesses, actually, and for most entrepreneurs. If they realize the amount of blood, sweat, and tears that it would take to get to even just to the point where you guys are at, which is amazing. You have a product and you have it in stores, is wild. Like it's definitely a challenge.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's tough. It's not just the money, but it's the time, and then the regulation piece was, I would say, the biggest hurdle. It was a real challenge, and we decided to do it all ourselves, and we didn't hire a consulting firm, which maybe wasn't the smartest thing, but we sure learned a lot, and we made it through.
Yeah. So who's your ideal store? Like, where would you like to see this? Where would you like to see this in, other than everywhere?
Well, everywhere would be number one. We tend to appeal more to a health-conscious consumer. So we do traditionally very well in gyms, in health food stores, and then our long-term plan is Safeways and convenience, because we want this to be an on-the-go beverage. You know, we think about someone who's driving back from a long trip and, you know, they wouldn't drink Red Bull because they don't like what's in it, but now they have an alternative that can keep them awake and keep them safe.
A healthier alternative. And that's the thing. I know a lot of people, and there has been quite an instance of people suffering negative effects from other energy drinks and whatnot. So if there is a healthy alternative, then definitely I think that would be something that I would even look at, you know, on road trips where I'm, you know, hours on the road and don't want to get drowsy. And this is great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming out. And in the meantime, do you want to promote yourselves out in any way? So again, what your website is?
Sure, you betcha. So we do sell on our website. And like I said, in Calgary, we do personal, usually next day free delivery, and that's revita.com. So it's RVIITA.com. If you want to follow us on social media, Instagram is our greatest traction channel, and that's at revitalize. So we put the lies on there to help people pronounce it. So it's
at revitalize.
RVIITALIZE. And if you reach out to us on there, you'll probably hear from Rob or I personally, and we love coming out and meeting our customers. And just thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, no, thank you. You mentioned that you're doing a couple events, that you're involved with a couple events like hikes and whatnot. Will those also be on your social media as well?
Absolutely. So we do group hikes kind of once every couple of months. And all the links to, we do an Eventbrite for all the details of where that is, or you can DM us on Instagram. We'll get back to you.
Okay, yeah, right on. Well, thank you very much. And as always, stay epic.
Thanks for listening to Epic Phelan. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe and give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real Ryan Phelan, and visit my website at thecalgaryrealestateguy.com. Until next time, stay epic.